The most famous attack in American military history is known popularly, but somewhat mistakenly, as Pickett's Charge. It was a climax to 3 days of violent combat at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Scores of paintings have been done of the charge. The centerpiece for many is a Confederate officer leading his men against the Union lines while holding his hat above his head on the point of a sword. That officer was Lewis A. Armstead. Son of Virginia parents, he was born in 1817 at Newbern, North Carolina. Armstead had a short and unpleasant stay at West Point. Academically deficient from the start, he was finally expelled after 2 years for breaking a dinner plate over the head of fellow Virginia cadet Jubal Early. In 1839, Armstead joined the regular army as a lieutenant. He soon married the granddaughter of Richard Henry Lee, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Armstead won 2 brevet promotions for gallantry as an infantry officer in the Mexican War. Permanent heartache came to him in 1855 when his beloved wife died in a cholera epidemic at Fort Riley in the Kansas Territory. Civil War found Armstead stationed in California. Union-born officers held a farewell party for those Southerners who were leaving to defend their homeland. At one point in the evening, Armstead hugged his special friend, Winfield Scott Hancock of Pennsylvania, and tearfully said, "Goodbye, Hancock. You can never know what this has cost me." In September 1861, Armstead arrived in Richmond, impoverished, widowed, and with an orphan son in hand. His first Confederate service was as colonel of the 57th Virginia, a regiment containing men from Pennsylvania, Franklin, and Botetourt counties. Although one officer thought Armstead good-natured, the commander of the 57th Virginia was not that way with his soldiers. A veteran of long army service, Armstead was a strict disciplinarian. Obeying an order, he insisted, was the first qualification of a good soldier. Under his stern leadership, his regiment became one of the most efficient units in all the Southern armies. By the spring of 1862, Armstead still had seen no combat. Yet his pre-war training and experience brought him elevation to brigadier general. His new command had 5 regiments, including his own. Armstead remained as close to the 57th Virginia as General Thomas Jackson always was with his Stonewall Brigade. For the next year, Armstead's only battle action was at Seven Pines and Malvern Hill. Then, on the afternoon of July 3, 1863, at Gettysburg, Armstead's brigade, as part of General George Pickett's division, was in the massive Confederate assault against the center of the Union lines. Armstead took a position several paces in front of his soldiers. With black felt hat at the end of his sword, he led them forward with unflinching gallantry. Men fell by the scores. Undeterred, Armstead and a handful of Virginians reached the Federal lines and leaped over a stone wall. The little band swept forward another 10 yards before a heavy volley of musketry shredded the party. Armstead shot several times and, bleeding profusely, slumped against the wheel of a cannon. As Union soldiers tended to him, he asked of the whereabouts of his old friend, Winfield Hancock. He learned that his longtime associate commanded the sector against which Armstead's charge had been made, and Hancock himself had been wounded in the action. Lewis Armstead died 2 days later in a Union military hospital. Friends eventually recovered his body and buried it in a family plot in a Baltimore churchyard. His life, but more so his death, exemplified the motto he early adopted, "Trust in God and fear nothing."